I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Tomorrow is the first day of October, which strangely enough means that Munich's Oktoberfest is coming to a close. Millions of people have attended the annual celebration of Bavarian culture and beer. This year, a lot of partiers are wearing lederhosen and dirndl. As Tom Dreisbach reports, even young people are starting to embrace the traditional outfits.
This is the sound of Oktoberfest. And the look? It's the classic lederhosen, leather pants or shorts with suspenders on the men, and the traditional milkmaid dress called the dirndl on the women. The traditional Bavarian costume seems to be everywhere at this year's Oktoberfest. In part, that's because of this guy.
Hi, I'm Daniel. I hope my English is good enough for you.
Daniel Welte is a salesman at Wiesentracht und Meer, a store that specializes in classic Bavarian clothing. Welte exudes Bavarian. He has a long black mustache that curls up at each end and a thin triangle of a goatee. And he wears his lederhosen religiously.
Of course, if I go on holiday at Spain, I wear my leather trousers.
Do people look at you straight?
Yeah, look straight and make some pictures and smile.
Velta's large white dog, Rocco, dozes behind the cash register as the staff serves customers glasses of sparkling wine. Velta's store marries modern and traditional. Muzak versions of German and American hits pipe in through the stereo, and the lederhosen come in a hot pants version for women. Dozens of people shuffle in and out of the narrow store, but Velta insists this is nowhere near full.
If in the store 400 or 500 people, they stand on this position, a very small position, and then it's full. But now it's empty. I don't know why.
Velta says the crowds have gotten bigger in the past 10 years, as more people embrace Bavarian tradition.
The trend is coming more and more, and I think it's because the dresses are getting cheaper and cheaper. In the old time, the Bavarian dirndl start with 500 or 600 euros. But now the dresses are very cheap and also the young girls could buy something.
A good pair of lederhosen can still cost up to 600 euros. That's about $800. But cheaper versions are now available. Franziska Dugic is 20 and she's already wearing a dirndl. Today she's on the hunt for the right necklace for Oktoberfest. She says the clothes make the fest.
Not everybody, but most of them wear it. And when you don't have one, you are an outsider.
Her friend, Sabrina Roth, says this tradition has become cool.
Yes, the dirndl are now more sexier, and the people think, yes, it's cool. And because everybody thinks they want back to the roots.
Also shopping at the store is Stefan Reis. He's a 60-year-old lawyer from Berlin. He was born in the years after World War II. Back then, he says, many Germans stayed away from traditional dress because it smacked of Nazi conformity.
You didn't wear formal things when you went to work in my generation because it was something in this post-war generation that you wanted to have a break and you wanted to show that you were you originally.
As in, you were not in any way part of the Nazi machine. Reis's growing up in post-war Germany left him with deep neuroses about German identity, something younger generations seem free of.
And so with all these neuroses, I grew up, and I see that the positive aspect, though it's strange to me.
So, he says, he'll be leaving the lederhosen to everyone else. For The World, I'm Tom Dreisbach, Munich.
You can see some shots of October lederhosen at theworld.org.